ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಯೋಗ. ಸೊ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಸಮ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡಕ್ಷನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎಂಟರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸೀನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಗೀತಾ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸಿಫೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು 3 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ 6 ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ, ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ 6 ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 7 to 12, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಮಧ್ಯಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ 13 ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ದಿ 18th ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಷಟ್ಕಂ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಚರಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ. ಚರಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫೈನಲ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ 6 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕಂಪೇರ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ 2 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಸಮ್ಮರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಲೇಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಟು ದಿ ಫೈನಲ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ, ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ 6 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್, ವಿ ಸೆಟ್ 3 topics have been highlighted, and those topics were: 1 karma yoga as a sadhana, that was highlighted. Then the emphasis on the purusharthas, the disciplines, individual efforts. I have to take charge of my life. I should not be a fatalistic kind of an attitude person. I should not lie down saying everything is God's will, all those kinds of things. So Krishna blasts these people and says, ಉದ್ಧರೇದ್ ಆತ್ಮನ್ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ನಾತ್ಮಾನಂ ಅವಸಾದಯೇತ್. ಯು ಅಲೋನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲಿಫ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಪುಟ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆನ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಆರ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ವಾಸ್ ಜೀವಸ್ವರೂಪ. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ 3 ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಷಟ್ಕ. ಸೊ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ, ಪುರುಷಾರ್ಥ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರೀ ವಿಲ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜೀವಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ 3 ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಜೀವಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬೋತ್ ದಿ ಆ್ಯಂಗಲ್ಸ್, ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಡಿ. What is the nature of jiva, jiva swarupam? One is born, he has a date of birth, he has a date of death, he has relationships, he has jara, old age, dukkham, disease, a limited samsari individual he is. And the next one is from the standpoint of atma, negating the body, mind, intellect. Ajo nityam sashvatoyam puranaha nahanyate hanyamane sharire. We saw all those shlokas. So even if the body is destroyed, jiva in pure form is indestructible. So achedyoyam adakyoyam akledyaha nityaha sarvagadaha sthanuhu. All those shlokas we know. They are all in the second chapter. So jiva swarupaha with and without equipment, technically as we call it sopadhika ishvara, sopadhika jivaha and nirupadhika jivaha. And sopadhika jivaha is finite, nirupadhika jiva is infinite, sachidananda swarupaha. So there are these are the three topics of the prathama shatkam: karma yoga, purushartha and jiva swarupa. Now what are the topics of the madhyama shatkam, chapter 7 to the 12th? Here also we got 3 topics. The upasana is the sadhana prescribed in the Madhyama Shatkam, the meditation of the Lord's form, especially the Virat Upasana. So there Karma Yoga in first Shatkam and here Upasana. And there act Karma Yoga is action, here meditation. So the second topic is the necessity of Lord's grace, Ishwara Anugraha or Prasada. So there we had Purusharta, here he says Purusharta alone is not enough. Purusharta must be blessed by Ishwara Kripa. So Prayatanam and Devam must go together. Prayatanam is our efforts. Devam factor is the Anugraha of Ishwara. So the third topic, Ishwara Swarupam, from both the angles. So the Purusharta, the grace, the Purusharta in first Shatkam, here it is Purusharta is not enough. Prayatanam is needed. And Ishwara Kripa is needed. And the third topic here is Ishwara Swarupam from two angles. Ishwara with equipment, upadis, and without equipment. So Ishwara with equipment is the Virat Rupam, the Srishtikarta, Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman, all that. And Ishwara without equipment, Nirupadika Ishwara, is the same as Sachidananda Chaitanyam alone. So both are, in both the cases, both the with upadi, medium, without upadi, that was discussed. So in the 9th chapter, beginning, we saw it there, Maya tadamidam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina matsani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastitaha. So avyakta murti means unmanifest form. So is it unmanifest form? Is it sopadika or nirupadika? It is nirupadikam. It is pure nature of the Lord.
సో నచ మత్సాని భూతాని పశ్యమే యోగమైశ్వరం యథాకాశస్థితో నిత్యం వాయు సర్వత్రగో మహాన్. సో ఆల్ దో శ్లోకాస్ దే టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ది నిరుపాధిక స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, ద ప్యూర్ ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సో వితౌట్ నామ రూప శబ్ద స్పర్శ అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్. సో దీస్ వర్ ద త్రీ టాపిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మధ్యమ షట్కం, నేమ్లీ ఉపాసన, ఈశ్వర కృప ఆర్ దైవం ఫ్యాక్టర్ అండ్ ఈశ్వర స్వరూపం. సో ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ కర్మయోగ పురుషార్థ జీవస్వరూపం అండ్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ ఈశ్వర కృప దైవం అండ్ ఈశ్వర స్వరూపం. నౌ విత్ దిస్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ వి హ్యావ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది చరమ షట్కం ఆర్ ది థర్డ్ షట్కం, ది లాస్ట్ సిక్స్ చాప్టర్స్. హియర్ ఆల్సో వీ కెన్ ఫైండ్ మెయిన్ టాపిక్స్ అండ్ త్రీ మెయిన్ టాపిక్స్ హియర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దిస్ ప్లేస్. వన్ ఇస్ జ్ఞానయోగ. జ్ఞానయోగ మీన్స్ యు నో ఇట్స్ ఎన్క్వైరీ అనాలిసిస్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు యూస్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధి హియర్ ఆఫ్టర్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ జస్ట్ అడెక్వైట్ వీ హ్ భక్తి, వీ హ్యావ్ టు యూస్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధి ఆల్సో. ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్, జ్ఞానయోగ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్. సో 13, 14, 15 చాప్టర్స్ ఆర్ రాదర్ టూ టెక్నికల్ యాక్చువల్లీ. ఆర్ టు పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద 12th చాప్టర్ టెర్మినాలజీ, వీ కెన్ సే దట్ ద హయ్యెస్ట్ లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది 13th చాప్టర్ ఓన్లీ. నౌ వాంట్ వీ విల్ బికమ్ నౌ పరాభక్తాస్. అప్ టు నౌ వీర్ అపరాభక్తాస్. ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ పరాప్రకృతి అపరాప్రకృతి పరాభక్త అపరాభక్తాస్. సో టిల్ నౌ వీఆర్ ఆల్ అపరాభక్తాస్, నౌ వీఆర్ ఆల్ గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ పరాభక్తాస్. సో వీ విల్ ఎంటర్ ఇంటు ది అక్షర ఉపాసన, ఇంటు జ్ఞానయోగ, ఇంటు పరాభక్తి, వేదాంత శ్రవణ మనన నిధిధ్యాసనం. సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ ది చరమ షట్కం ఆర్ ది థర్డ్ షట్కం. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ టాపిక్. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ టాపిక్ ఈస్ ది ఎంఫసిస్ ఆన్ ది వాల్యూస్ ఆర్ వర్చ్యూస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. నో డౌట్ ఇన్ ద 12th చాప్టర్ ది వర్చ్యూస్ వర్ గివన్. దే వర్ గివన్ యాజ్ పరాభక్త లక్షణం. బట్ హియర్ ఆన్ ఇట్ విల్ స్పెసిఫికలీ పాయింట్ అవుట్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద థింగ్స్ వీ షుడ్ ప్రాక్టీస్. ఈవెన్ దో దేర్ ఇట్ వాస్ లక్షణం, హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు బి ప్రాక్టీస్డ్. ఈవెన్ దో వర్చ్యూస్ హ్యాడ్ బీన్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ 12th చాప్టర్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్, బట్ వీ డోంట్ గెట్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ డీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద టాపిక్. So it is not a focused discussion. Here we are going to get that here. So in this chapter itself, from the 8th shloka, we get 20 values are emphasized. Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Kshantihi, Arjavam, Acharyopasanam, Shaucham. And later in the 16th, 17th chapters are also full of disciplines only, values. What is Daivi Sampath? So in the 13th chapter, values are known by a special name. జ్ఞానం. వాల్యూస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ గివన్ ఎ నేమ్ జ్ఞానం. కృష్ణ కాల్స్ వాల్యూస్ దెమ్సెల్స్ అస్ జ్ఞానం బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యాజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ అస్ జ్ఞానం. యు సీ హౌ ఇన్ అవర్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దే హవ్ డెల్ట్ విత్ వాల్యూస్, ధార్మిక్ వాల్యూస్. మైనస్ వాల్యూస్ జ్ఞానం ఈస్ ఓన్లీ అకాడమిక్, ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్లెస్. ఇన్ ద 16th చాప్టర్ వాల్యూస్ విల్ బి కాల్డ్ దైవీ సంపత్. ఇట్ మేక్స్ ఎ పర్సన్ డివైన్. సో వాల్యూస్ ఆర్ ఎంఫసైజ్డ్ త్రూ అవుట్ దిస్ సెక్షన్. And in the 17th chapter also, values are emphasized as the Sattvika Guna, different name again. So this is the second topic. So first topic is Jnana Yoga. And then the final topic is Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. From what standpoint? From Sopadikam or Nirupadikam, if you ask. From Sopadika angle, they are not equal. Sopadika Jiva is finite. He is a limited equipment. సోపాధిక ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ గ్రేట్ విత్ ద బిగ్గెస్ట్ ఎక్విప్మెంట్. రిమూవ్ ద ఎక్విప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ జీవ అండ్ ఈశ్వర, దాట్ ఈస్ నిరుపాధిక జీవ, ది నేకడ్ జీవ యాస్ వీ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్, అండ్ ద నిరుపాధిక ఈశ్వర, ది నేకడ్ ఈశ్వర, బోత్ ఇన్ ద ప్యూరెస్ట్ ఫామ్ చైతన్య స్వరూప, దేర్ ఫోర్ బోత్ ఆర్ వన్. సో జీవ, ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ఫ్రమ్ ద జీవాత్మ రిమూవ్ ది ఉపాధి, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈశ్వర రిమూవ్ ద ఉపాధి, దెన్ దే బోత్ ఆర్ ద ప్యూర్ చైతన్యం ఓన్లీ. ఇన్ ద ప్యూరెస్ట్ ఫామ్ చైతన్య స్వరూప, సో బోత్ ఆర్ వన్. సో వాట్ షుడ్ వీ సే నౌ? జీవ ఈశ్వర ఐక్యం ఫ్రమ్ ది యాంగిల్ ఆఫ్ నిరుపాధిక దృష్టి. సోపాధిక దృష్ట్యా జీవ ఈశ్వర భేద ఏవ. సో దర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ జీవ అండ్ ఈశ్వర ఫ్రమ్ ది పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ సోపాధిక యాంగిల్. ఫ్రమ్ నిరుపాధిక యాంగిల్ ఓన్లీ దే ఆర్ ఓన్ ది సేమ్. And in Vedanta, we generally use a particular terminology. When we talk about Jiva Swarupa, we call it as Tvam Pada Vichara. In Tattvam Asi, Tvam Pada Vichara is Jiva Swarupa. And when we talk about Ishwara Swarupa, we call it Tat Pada Vichara.
So Tatpada refers to Ishvara. Tvampada refers to Jiva. And when we talk about Aikyam, we call it as the Asi Pada Vichara in Tattvam Asi. Because Tat refers to Ishvara, the Nirupadika Ishvara. Tvam refers to Jiva, the Nirupadika Jiva. And Asi refers to the Aikyam, the identity between these two. Since the first section deals with the Jiva Swarupam, we can say that it is dealing with the Tvam Pada of Tattvam Asi. The second section is dealing with Ishvara Swarupam, we can see it as dealing with the Tatpada. And the third section, the last section, the Charma Shatkam, that deals with the Aikyam, so it is dealing with the Asi Padam. So, Tat, Tvam, Asi. So, in this thing, Tvam, first six, Tat, middle six, and Asi, the last six. So, Tvam, Tat, Asi is Bhagavad Gita. Only thing is, normally we say Tattvam Asi, in Gita it is Tvam, Tat, Asi. That's the only difference. So, Jnana Yoga, values, and the Aikyam are the main topics in the third chapter. So, now if you just capture, in the first section, Karma Yoga, Purushartha, Jiva Swarupa. Second section, Upasana, Ishvara Kripa and Devam Factor, and Ishvara Anugraha, Ishvara Swarupa. And the third section, Jnana Yoga, values, and Jiva Ishvara Aikyam. These are the nine topics covered in the entire Bhagavad Gita. So with this background, now let us go into the 13th chapter. Because then we can understand the 13th chapter in context. That is the reason I spent a few minutes in just summarizing what is covered in all the three sections. So in some books, the first shloka is actually Arjuna's question that is not given. Some books don't have. I don't know the book that you have, you know, whether it has or even Gita Press book doesn't have it. So they say it is a later interpolation because in Shankara's works, Arjuna's question does not occur at all in Shankara's commentary. So, but we are including this for our discussion because it is better to include because some books have it, some don't. So we will give the benefit of doubt. So let us discuss that shloka also. Shloka 1. Arjuna vacha prakritim purushan chaiva kshetram kshetrajnam eva cha etad veditum icchami. Now, Arjuna asked the question. Arjuna is mentioning six topics in this question. And he wants a clarification for all these six. What are the six things he is mentioning? Prakriti, Purushaha, Kshetram, Kshetrajnaha, Jnanam, and Jnayam. These are the six topics. Etat Veditum Icchami. I would like to know these six terms clearly, O Keshava. And before going to Krishna's answer, we will get some idea about these. Actually, some of these are synonyms. They are not separate things at all. They are synonyms. Without knowing, Arjuna has asked them. For example, Purusha and Kshetrajna and Jnayam are one and the same. Purusha, Kshetrajna and Jnayam. Purusha means the Chaitanyam, which is behind every individual, or the Paramatma Chaitanyam. Kshetrajnaha also is the Chaitanyam obtaining in the body. And Jnayam is the ultimate truth to be known. And that is also Chaitanyam alone. So Purushaha, Kshetrajnaha, Jnayam, all three are one and the same. Then Prakriti and Kshetram also almost the same. They refer to the Jada Tattvam, the inner principle. Prakriti also is Jadam and so is Kshetram. The only difference is Prakriti is the matter principle obtaining at the time of pralaya in a dormant form. Fundamental or basic material is Prakriti. Kshetram refers to the Jada in the form of the created universe, modified form. So one is in the dormant form, the modified form. One is in the Bija Rupam. Bija Rupam is the seed form and the other is the Ankura Rupam. So Prakriti is in potential form, matter, and Kshetram is matter in the form of this universe, this prapancha. In fact, it is the same as our Maya. So Prakriti and Maya are identical, Kshetram and the universe are identical. So three words indicate the Chaitanya Tattvam and two words indicate Jada Tattvam. Then there is only one more word, namely Jnanam. The Jnanam of the 13th chapter indicate values or virtues. So the Jnanam of the 13th chapter is not the Satchidananda Swarupa, that Jnanam. It indicates values. This is, so we have to carefully note because nowhere else this meaning comes. Jnanam equal to values, that meaning is not given in any other place. In every other place, Jnanam means knowledge. Only in the 13th chapter, nowhere else in the Gita or the Upanishads also, Jnanam means virtues. So, which are conducive to knowledge. So, Jnana Sadhanani. Now, Krishna will answer these questions one by one. So, this first sloka is just only this question. And the second sloka onwards, the answer is given by Krishna. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetramitya Vidhiyate Yetadyobetitam Prahuhu Kshetrajnagiti Tadvidaha. Here, Krishna does not go in the order in which Arjuna asked the questions. Arjuna asked Prakritim Purushanchaiva Kshetram Kshetrajnameva. That is the order he put. But Krishna does not talk about Prakriti and Purusha here. He will talk about them later. It is like our answering questions in the examination. Sometimes the answer that you know quickly, you first answer that. So, same way here. So, it's not that Krishna doesn't know other answers, but he just puts it that way. So, Arjuna can understand in a particular manner. That is the reason Krishna puts it that way. So, for Arjuna's sake, Krishna is rearranging his answers. Therefore, he takes Kshetrajna and Kshetra first. And these two shlokas, Shloka number 2 and 3 are the most important shlokas in the entire Bhagavad Gita. This is the main place where the Mahavakyam is very clearly pointed out. What is the Mahavakyam? That is, which reveals the Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. That is the Mahavakyam. Jiva Ishwara Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam. Definition of Mahavakyam is that. So, a statement which reveals the identity between the Jivatma and Paramatma. As was said before, if we say that I and God are identical, will anyone accept that? No one, nobody will accept it. Because we don't. So, because they will say, you were born some time ago, will live for a few years, how can you be identical with the Lord? We should remember, whenever we talk about identity, it is not between the Sopadika Jiva and the Sopadika Ishwara. Ishwara with medium, without medium. So, between Nirupadika Jiva and Nirupadika Ishwara, there only we talk about Aikyam. That means what? I should withdraw from my body, mind, and I should remain as pure Chaitanyam. And as pure Chaitanyam, I can say, I am identical with Brahman. So, what is the first task now? I should separate myself from all the dressings. All the dressings, we can call them anatma. That is, atma, anatma, viveka, that should be done first. So, jiva must be separated into two. Jiva, the atma, and jiva, the anatma. Similarly, Ishwara also must be separated into two. Ishwara, the atma, and Ishwara, the anatma. And what should we do? Anatma must be thrown away from both. It is matter principle. Anatma is nothing but matter principle. It is perishable principle. That anatma must be removed from the jiva, retaining atma. And from the Ishvara also, the anatma must be thrown away and atma, the chaitanyam alone, must be kept. And once we keep atma of jiva and atma of Ishvara, we can talk about the identity between them, which is Atma, Anatma, Viveka, that we get from the second shloka, and identity which comes in the third shloka. And this is not a new topic for us. This has been done in the second chapter itself, from shlokas 12 to 25. If you remember, we may have to go through the section, that section, to refresh perhaps. Here Krishna defines Kshetram first. What is that? He says, O Kaunteya, Idam Shariram Kshetram Iti Abhidiyate. This body, Idam Shariram, is named as Kshetram. Literally means a field. Kshetram means a field. Shankaracharya gives different meanings for this word. Sharanat Kshetram. That is one meaning. That which decays, constantly changes, is Kshetram. In fact, the word Shariram has a similar meaning. Shiryamana Swabhavat Shariram. That which changes, decays and dies away. So, it's similar meaning. And the second meaning Shankaracharya gives is kshatatranat kshetram. Kshatatranat means that which saves, rescues the jiva from what? From samsara, kshatatranat. Because only when the body is there, a jiva can practice a sadhana.
Jiva can acquire Chitta Shuddhi, practice Vedanta. All these things, if you need to do, you need a body. So body is considered the one that saves the Jiva. So Sharira Madhyam Kalu Dharma Sadhanam and Sharira Meva Moksha Sadhanam. And therefore, the body helps the Jiva in getting liberation. So Kshetra means the savior or protector or rescuer of Jiva. And the third meaning Acharya gives is Kshetravat Kshetram. It is like a field. How? In a field alone, the seeds can sprout and produce the palam. When you sow the seeds in a field, it cannot sprout in a plastic bag and give palam. The seed has the potentiality to grow and give the fruit. But remember, it requires a field, it requires a medium, where alone it can sprout and give palam. In the same way, the Jiva has got lot of Punya Papa seeds, which has been acquired in Purva Janmas. And even though this Punya Papam has the potential to sprout and give the fruits, they require a proper medium to give the fruits. And that medium is what? That medium is our body. So that is Kshetram. So in body alone, Punyam will sprout in the form of Sukham and Papam will sprout in the form of Dukham. So both are possible only in the body field. And so this body is called a field Kshetram. So Kshetravati Kshetram. So first line Kshetram is the first line. The question Kshetram is defined as the body. And in the second line, Kshetrajna is going to be defined. Who is this Kshetrajna? Yetat yaha veti. One who knows this body. Yaha. The person who knows this body, the one that illumines the body, tam Kshetrajna iti prahuhu. That knower of the body is called Kshetrajna. Iti tadvidaha. The wise people who are learned, they declare that the knower of the body is Kshetrajna. So every individual consists of two principles. Each individual is a mixture of Kshetram and Kshetrajna. Now what we have to do? We have to distinguish and discriminate between the Kshetra and the Kshetrajna. Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Vivekaha or Vibhagaha we have to do. And why we have to do this? Because both are intimately mixed together. The one is mistaken for the other. We call this mixing up, this confusion, as anyonya tadatmyam. Mutual blending, mixing up, mistaking one for the other. Because of this alone, this chapter is called Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogaha. A chapter in which Kshetra and Kshetrajna are distinguished. Okay. This discrimination is not a new topic for Gita. As was told earlier, this has been very elaborately discussed in the second chapter, Shlokas 12 to 25. We got the same topic there also. The only difference is, there the Kshetram was known as Dehaha and Kshetrajna was known as Dehi. If you remember these terms, Deha and Dehi. The difference is only in the terminology. Second chapter, we had Deha, Dehi, Viveka. Are Sharira, Shariri, Viveka. And here in the 13th chapter, we have Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Viveka. And popularly in Vedanta, we use another term called Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha. That is also another term. So when we say Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha, which is Kshetram and which is Kshetrajna? There should be no confusion. It is Anatma, Atma, Vivekaha. Kshetram is Anatma and Kshetrajna is Atma. Kshetram is Anatma, body, and Kshetrajna is Atma. And since we had done this topic in the second chapter, Krishna does not go for elaboration of that topic here. But just to remind ourselves, we will give the distinction between these two just for our understanding. Between Kshetram and Kshetrajna. Kshetram is Drishyam, that can be known. It is an object. Whereas Kshetrajna is the Drik. Drik means the knower, is the subject. Kshetram is Jadam in nature. It is an inert principle. It is made up of the five elements which are inert in nature. It is a bundle of matter, Shariram. Three Shariras, Stula, Sukshma, Karna Shariras. Whereas Kshetrajna is the consciousness principle. It is Chetanam. And the Kshetram is Savikaram, subject to changes, modification. Dehinosmin, Yadadehe, Kaumaram, Yavvanam, Jara. So the body, mind, intellect, they change. The matter is savikaram, subject to change. Whereas consciousness, kshetrajnaha, is nirvikaram. It is a changeless witness that illumines the changes without itself undergoing any change. So the spirit is nirvikaram. And kshetram is anityam. It has a date of birth and it also has a date of death. Whereas kshetrajnaha is nityaha, sarvagataha, sthanuhu, achaloyam, sanatanaha. We saw all those things earlier. The same idea is brought here. And kshetram is vyaktam, is visible. The table is visible, but it is a dead matter. Whereas consciousness or kshetrajnaha is avyaktam. It is not visible to eye, but body is alive, living matter. So what is the plus point this has? That I am not able to see a mystery for science always. That is the kshetrajnaha. The consciousness principle is a mystery for science ever. So we may know symptoms of life and death, but we don't know what is life. Avyakta chaitanyam pervading in the body is life. And kshetram is savikalpaha. Savikalpa means full of division, has got various parts which can be cut off, hands, legs, everything separate. Whereas consciousness or kshetrajnaha is nirvikalpa, it is divisionless. And kshetram is parichinnaha, it is limited. Whereas chaitanyam or kshetrajnaha is aparichinnaha, it is limitless. These are all differences between kshetram and kshetrajnaha. But since both body and consciousness are intimately together, we confuse ourselves. The inner body appears as though it is conscious. Consciousness. The word consciousness has become an adjective of the body. Really speaking, it is the kshetrajnaha which is the consciousness principle. Thus, the attribute of kshetrajna is given to kshetram. How? The consciousness is falsely attributed to the body even though the body is inert principle. We do another mischief also. The body is perishable, but we think that the consciousness is also perishable along with the body. Thus, the anityatvam of the body is attributed to the kshetrajnaha, the consciousness. Even the scientists, they feel that with the destruction of the body, the consciousness also will be destroyed. This is the contention. That means the limitation of the body is attributed to kshetrajna also. And the consciousness of kshetrajnaha is attributed to the body, the kshetram. This is what is called anyonya tatatmyam, getting confused. So the best principle example is what we can cite is the light and the object. Light is of what nature? It is invisible by itself. And the hand is something that is pervaded and illumined by the light. When I hold my hand on the light, it is pervaded by the light. Thus here two things are there. One is light and another is my hand. But what happens? We mix up the light and the hand, it looks as though the hand is shining. We should remember that the shining of the hand does not belong to the hand. It belongs to the light. Similarly, the hand has got a limitation. But the light pervading the hand does not have the limitation. It is all over. But since the light is pervading the hand and we don't experience the light outside the hand, it appears as though light is limited to the size of the hand. We don't see the light here and there and all those places. We see it only on the hand. So the limitation of the hand is attributed to the light and the shining of the light is attributed to the hand. What we have to do? Light, hand, viveka, we have to do. We have to separate the light and the hand. So whatever we said earlier, we have to apply here. Light is aparichinnam. Light is aparichinnam means it is limitless. Whereas the hand is parichinnam. Light is the illuminator. Hand is the one that is illumined. Light does not move, but hand is moving. Light does not come and go, but the hand can come and go. Light, there is nirvikaram and savikaram. Light is nirvikalpa, no division, hand can be divided. So in the same way, kshetram and kshetrajna are totally distinct and both of them are very much there in the individual. Kshetram and kshetrajna, both of them there. Okay. Now, when I use the word aham, I, this word refers to what? That's the question. దట్ ఈస్ ద క్రూషియల్ క్వశ్చన్. డస్ ఇట్ రెఫర్ టు ది క్షేత్రం ద బాడీ ఆర్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ది చైతన్యం? అండ్ బిఫోర్ ద స్టడీ ఆఫ్ శాస్త్రం ఎవరి వన్ విల్ సే ఐ ఆమ్ దిస్ బాడీ. Whereas the scriptures say that the meaning of the I, word I, cannot be the body. Then what is the reason? Because is the I a consciousness principle or inert principle? That is the question. No one will say I am Jadam. Nobody will say I am inert. If so, I will not be there to say Jadam. Right? So I am the consciousness principle, number one. And I am the knower of my body. That is number two. And so, I am Kshetrajnaha. Till now, whatever we have said as Kshetrajnaha, we have to understand as I, the capital I. Now, if you come back to the differences, I am the Drik, the knower, the body is Drishyam, known by me. I am the Chetana Tattvam, the consciousness principle, the body is Achetanam, inert principle. I am Nirvikara Chaitanyam, the changeless witness, Sakshi of my changing body, mind, thoughts, moods, whereas my body, mind, etc. are savikaram, subject to modifications. I am the avyakta chaitanyam, the invisible consciousness. My body is visible, it is vyaktam. I am nirvikalpa chaitanyam, I am undivided, whereas my body, mind, etc. have divisions. Most important and finally, I am aparichinnaha, the limitless consciousness. And the limitations belong to Kshetram, the body mind. So this is called Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Vibhagaha, or Dehi, Deha Vibhagaha, Subject, Object Vivakaha, Drik, Drishya Vivekaha, Atma, Anatma Vivekaha, Chetana, Jada Vivekaha, all these names are all synonyms. They all say the same thing. This is the main idea given in this shloka, shloka. So now we have analyzed the Jiva Swarupam in the shloka, because Jiva consists of Kshetra and Kshetrajna are the Twampada. Understand? Twampada. Next shloka gives the Ishvara Aikyam, Tatpada, Tatpada Aikyam, or the Mahavakyam. Shloka 3. Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajna yor jnanam ఎత్తజ్ఞానం మతం మమ. సో క్షేత్రజ్ఞం మాం విద్ధి, మాం రిఫర్స్ టు ఈశ్వరం, బికాస్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ టాకింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. సో వెన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ మీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర. క్షేత్రజ్ఞం మాం విద్ధి, అర్జున యూ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఈస్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ మైసెల్ఫ్. మైసెల్ఫ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఈశ్వర సర్వగత చైతన్యం, ది ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. దెన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ మామ్ ఇన్ గీత, ఇట్ ఈస్ సర్వగత కాన్షియస్నెస్ చైతన్యం, ది ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ది ఐడియా ఇస్ వాట్? ది చైతన్యం దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ వన్ బాడీ ఈస్ నాట్ కన్ఫైన్డ్ టు దాట్ బాడీ, బట్ ద చైతన్యం ఈస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్. దెన్ ద క్వశ్చన్ విల్ బి, ఇఫ్ ద చైతన్యం ఈస్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ ఈస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, ఇట్ మీన్స్ దట్ ఐ, ది కాన్షియస్నెస్, మస్ట్ బి ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్. In that case, I should experience the consciousness everywhere. I experience the consciousness in this body, okay, but I don't experience consciousness in every other body. If I prick my hand, I feel. I am conscious that I am pricked. Thus, I experience the consciousness throughout the body, up to the tip of my fingers. But I don't experience consciousness even in 1 millimeter beyond that, beyond my body. I don't experience any consciousness at all beyond my body. So how can I say that the consciousness is all pervading? And for that we say that even though consciousness is all pervading, it cannot manifest everywhere. It requires a medium for manifestation. And the medium is the body, with the subtle body, the sukshma shariram. And so, we cannot experience it everywhere. What is the example? The very light itself. Light is all over the room. But in the middle of the room, we cannot see it because in its pure form, it is not visible. The light can be seen only when there is some reflecting medium. When I put my hand, I see it. When I move my hand, light is not visible. But light continues to be there. Similarly, Chaitanyam also is everywhere, but only it manifests through a sukshma shariram, subtle body. So Krishna says, Arjuna, Kshetrajnam is the all-pervading consciousness, iti viddhi. And who is Kshetrajnaha? Aham, the I. So I, the Kshetrajnaha, am the all-pervading Kshetrajnam, Aham, Brahma, Asmi. And what do? Wherever there is a reflecting medium, that one consciousness reflects in different media. Medias are many. Kshetrajna, Kshetrams are many, but the Kshetrajnaha, consciousness, Chaitanyam, is only one, the indivisible one. But what happens? Even though Kshetrajna is only there, one, in this Kshetram, Kshetrajna is visible. In between, Kshetrajna is not visible, between this Kshetram and another Kshetram. In between, it is not visible, but it is visible there. So we conclude that there are many Kshetrajnas, but the fact is that there is only one Kshetrajna. So the plurality of Kshetram is wrongly attributed to Kshetrajna. The plurality of the bodies is wrongly attributed to the Kshetrajna Chaitanyam also. And when this Kshetrajna is confined to the Kshetra, and we mistake the Kshetrajna to be confined to the Kshetram, the Kshetrajna is called Jivatma. And what is our mistake? We say that this Kshetram has got one Jivatma, that Kshetram another Jivatma, another Kshetram another Jivatma, and so on. So how many Jivatmas are there? Countless. As many Jivas are there, we say so many Jivatmas. And what does Krishna say? No, there are not many Jivatmas at all. Kshetrams are many, but Kshetrajnaha is only one, which is called Paramatma, appearing in every Kshetram as Jivatma. So the same Paramatma, the one Paramatma, appears in every Kshetram as Jivatma. So Krishna says, Sarva Kshetra Kshetreshu Bharata. The Kshetrajna is me, the Paramatma, who is present in Sarva Kshetreshu, in every Kshetram, every body. So in the first line, the Aikyam is revealed, Kshetrajna Paramatmanoho Aikyam, or Jivatma Paramatmanoho Aikyam. Now, in the second line, Krishna glorifies this knowledge. Kshetra Kshetrajnayo Jnanam Yat Tadeva Jnanam. In the world, if you want to call anything as knowledge, only this alone can be called true knowledge. All others are ignorance only. Aparavidya, aparavidya hi avidya. So, this alone is Jnanam. All others are only false knowledge. Not knowledge at all. That's what Krishna says. But the knowledge of the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetrajna is alone true knowledge. And it is not enough if we distinguish alone, Kshetram and Kshetrajna are different, or I and my body are different. Good, that knowledge is good, but that is not enough. But that I, who is different from the body, am identical with the all-pervading Ishvara or Brahma Chaitanyam. So that knowledge is important. So the knowledge has two aspects. Number one, I am different from the body, the mind, and limited. I am different from the body and mind, and limited, which are all this body, mind, they are all limited. Number two, I am identical with Ishvara or Brahman or the awareness of the beings, which is all pervading. So what should we do now? We should leave our identity with the body and place the identity with the Sarvagata Chaitanyam, Brahma Chaitanyam, Ishvara Chaitanyam. So, disidentifying with Anatma, the body, and identification with Paramatma, this is true knowledge. So, Tad Jnanam Matam Mama. That knowledge is considered by me as the knowledge. Till that time, Aham Brahmasmi will appear as a what? As simply words. Or it may be considered as contradicting terms, because how can I believe it? That is why they show it with Chinmudra. Separation from Kshetram and then identification with Paramatma. Separation from Kshetram, the three bodies, and identification with Paramatma. So that's what they do. So detachment and attachment, two steps. So give up Kshetram and hold on to Paramatma. This is the job of whom? Kshetrajna associated with body is samsari. When associated with Paramatma, the same Kshetrajna is called Muktaha. Since this is the liberating knowledge,
This alone is called as Jnanam by Krishna. Shloka number 4. Takshetram yachaya drikcha yadvikari yatashchayate sachayo yad prabhavascha tatsamasena meshrunu. So in the following shlokas 4, 5, 6 and 7, Krishna talks more about Kshetra. Because previously he talked about it only in a nutshell. He said, idam shariram kshetram. That's what he said. He wants to deal it with more detail, for which he gives an introduction in this shloka. He says, may shruno, Arjuna, may you listen to the following information. What information I want to give you? Yat kshetram tat. I will give you what kshetram, that is number one. Yatrik tat kshetram. What is the nature of this kshetram? That is number two. So, kidrugi swarupam, kidrugi swabhavam. I will tell you all. And yadvikari, I will tell you what are its products or effects. Number three, vikaram. Vikaram means karyam, products. And yadaschayate, which product came out of which cause. That is number four. All these are details of kshetram. And then sachayaha, I will also tell what the kshetrajna is. So, saha here refers to kshetrajna. Saha cha yaha refers to kshetrajna and yat prabhavascha. Yat prabhavascha means I will also tell you what the prabhavas that the glories are of that kshetrajna. So four of them belong to kshetram and two of them belong to the kshetrajna. So tat samasena meshruno, may you listen to them all these in brief. Samasena means in brief. But here, even though Krishna promises information about Kshetram and Kshetrajna, really speaking, Krishna does not say anything about Kshetrajna further at all. So what happened to Krishna? We have to justify it in a different manner. Because later, he is going to talk about Paramatma as Jnayam. So, because one of the questions of Arjuna, that one of the topics is Jnayam. So we should take that topic as the elaboration of Kshetrajna. That is why Krishna is not doing it here. Because Kshetrajna alone is Paramatma. So he promises about Kshetrajna, but he talks about Jnayam later. But these details can be connected to Kshetrajna. Okay. So having introduced this topic, Krishna is going to glorify this topic in the next shloka, shloka number 5. Rishibir Bahuda Gitam Chandobir Vividai Pritakam Brahma Sutra Padaishaiva Hetumadbirvinishchitaihi. Here Krishna says that this topic is not an ordinary topic. Kshetra Kshetrajna topic is not an ordinary topic at all. It is an important topic discussed in the various scriptures, topics of the Vedanta. So don't approach this casually, but approach it with all reverence. Who all have talked about this? Krishna says, Rishibihi Bahudha Gitam. Many rishis, like, you know, Vasishtadi rishis, all those people, they all sung, means talked about it. Gita means they all talked about this topic long before. Rishis are revered people, respected people. And so their words cannot be taken casually. It should be given due value. Not only that, Chandobihi Vividaihi. In the Vedas also, Chandobihi refers to all the Vedas. In the Vedas also, through various mantras, Vividaihi, this topic has been very distinctly mentioned. Previously, Rishibihi Gitam means in their independent works, like, you know, Yoga Vasishtam, all those things, you know, those people, they have independently given this. Or there are so many Smriti Granthas, Puranas, they all have given this. And Chandobihi Vidaihi means the Vedic mantras, the Shruti mantras, which are not written by anybody. So Shruti, Smriti and Puranas, they all have talked about this. Not only that, Brahma Sutra Padaihi cha. So Brahma Sutra Pada, that means two meanings are given here. Brahma Sutras are written by whom? Vyasacharya. So which analyzes Upanishads, etc. So this topic is discussed. This is one meaning. And second meaning is, some people do not accept this because Shankara himself does not accept it. Because if Gita has to quote Brahma Sutra, which should have come first? Obviously, Brahma Sutra should have come first. But we find in Brahma Sutra, Gita is quoted. And therefore, it appears that Brahma Sutra is later than Gita. So Shankaracharya says that Brahma Sutra refers to the Vedantic words only. So, Brahmanaham, సూక్తాని. సో ఆల్ ది థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ అటర్డ్ బై ది వేదాంత, గివెన్ ఇన్ ది వేదాంత, దే డిఫైన్ బ్రహ్మన్, దే పాయింట్అవుట్ బ్రహ్మన్, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్. సో సూచనాత్ సూత్రం, సో వాట్ ఎవర్ సూచకాని, సో బ్రహ్మణ సూచకాని బ్రహ్మసూత్రాన్ని, వాట్ ఎవర్ దే హ్యావ్ గివన్ విచ్ పాయింట్అవుట్ బ్రహ్మన్, సో లైక్ సత్యం, జ్ఞానం, అనంతం, బ్రహ్మ, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. సో త్రూ సచ్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ దే ఆర్, హేతుమద్భిహి విచ్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ రీజనింగ్, లాజికల్ అండ్ వినిశ్చితైహి, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ వెల్ అసర్టైన్డ్ వర్డ్స్. సో విత్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ రిషీస్, వేదాస్ అండ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్, దీస్ టాపిక్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ వెల్ అసర్టైన్డ్, వెల్ డిస్కస్డ్. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ అనదర్ పాయింట్ ఆల్సో బికమ్స్ వెరీ క్లియర్ దట్ కృష్ణా డస్ నాట్ టీచ్ ఎనీథింగ్ న్యూ ఇన్ ద గీతా. దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ లైక్ ఎ కృష్ణాయిజం బ్రాట్ హియర్. దర్ ఇస్ నో గీతా ఫిలాసఫీ, నో కృష్ణాస్ ఫిలాసఫీ, బికాస్ కృష్ణ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ టీచింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్ న్యూ. దెన్ వాట్ ఆమ్ ఐ టీచింగ్? ఋషిభిర్ బహుధా గీతం ఛందోభి వివిధై పృథక్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర పతశ్చైవ. వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఆల్రెడీ సెడ్ బై రిషీస్, బై వేదాస్, ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ టీచింగ్ యూ నౌ, ఓ అర్జున. సో కృష్ణ ఈజ్ వన్ హూ పర్పచ్యుయేట్స్ ద ట్రెడిషన్. హీ డస్ నాట్ ప్రపౌండ్ ఎనీ న్యూ ఫిలాసఫీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ ఫౌండర్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ఈజమ్ లైక్ కృష్ణాయిజం ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్. ఓన్లీ పెర్పెచ్యుయేట్స్ ది ఎటర్నల్ వేదిక్ టీచింగ్. సో వీ లుక్ అపాన్ కృష్ణ యాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆచార్యాస్ ఇన్ ది పరంపర. మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆచార్యాస్ హ్యావ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ హూ హ్యావ్ పెర్పెచ్యుయేటెడ్ ద వేదిక్ ట్రెడిషన్. కృష్ణ ఆల్సో ఈస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆచార్యాస్ బార్న్ ఇన్ వేదిక్ ట్రెడిషన్. ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ హిస్ బర్త్ వేదిక్ ట్రెడిషన్ వాస్ దేర్. ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ హిస్ డిసపియరెన్స్ ఆల్సో ది ట్రెడిషన్ ఈస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అనాది, ఇట్ ఈస్ అనంత ది వేదిక్ ట్రెడిషన్. Krishna is one member in the Vedic tradition who has perpetuated the tradition as an avatara. That's all he did. So Krishna glorifies this topic as an anadikala pravrittam that has been there for anadikala. Now Krishna will talk about kshetram in the following two shlokas. What is kshetram?
Mahabhutani ahankaraha buddhiravyaktamevacham indriyani dashaikancha పంచచేంద్రియ గోచరా ఇచ్ఛా ద్వేష సుఖం దుఃఖం సంఘాతశ్చేతనాధృతి ఏతత్ క్షేత్రం సమాసేన సవికారముదాహృతం.
వి రెడ్ బోత్ శ్లోకాస్ 6 and 7 టుగెదర్ బికాస్ దట్ ఇస్ హౌ వి వాంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద మీనింగ్ టుగెదర్. సో ఇన్ దీస్ టూ శ్లోకాస్ కృష్ణ డిఫైన్స్ క్షేత్రం. వాట్ ఇస్ దాట్? ది ఎంటైర్ ఇనర్ట్ యూనివర్స్ ఈస్ క్షేత్రం అండ్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఇనర్ట్ యూనివర్స్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ two avasthas. Previously, during pralaya kalam, at the time of pralaya, the whole thing was in what condition? They were all in the dormant condition. Karana avastha or bija avastha, unmanifest avastha. Avastha is condition. And later, it got elaborated into the manifest condition. So, both the karana avastha, that is the seed avastha, and the karya avastha. Karanam is the cause, karyam is the effect, which are inert nature, belong to Kshetram. Okay, but here to talk about the Karana and Karya Avastha, Krishna is borrowing terminology from the Sankhya philosophy, which is supposed to be given by Kapila Muni. There was a sage called Kapila who gave that. And we should remember that this philosophy of Kapila is different from the Sankhya of the Gita. In the 2nd, 5th chapter, there's a Sankhya Yoga, 2nd chapter, we use the word Sankhya. In the Gita, the word Sankhya refers to Vedanta Darshana, Vedanta philosophy. But there is a separate philosophy called the Sankhya philosophy of Kapila Muni. In fact, that philosophy is dismissed by Vedantins as a wrong philosophy. It is opposed to Vedic teaching. It is Veda Bahyaha. So untraditional. It is wrong. Vedanta doesn't accept it. And so Shankaracharya dismisses the Sankhya philosophy in his commentaries. Okay, even though the Sankhya philosophy is not accepted by the Vedic tradition, Shankara and by Shankara, Gita and all that, still there are certain items which are closely similar to Vedanta in Sankhya. And whenever there is similarity, what do the Vedantins do? They borrow from Sankhya philosophy. Thus many ideas have been borrowed from that philosophy in Smritis, Puranas, in Bhagavad Gita, etc. And one such idea, which is very similar in Vedanta, is the Srishti, the creation. What is the Srishti according to Vedanta? We say, there is Brahman and Maya. From this couple, Srishti came. Brahman does not undergo any change, it is Chetanam. Maya undergoes modifications and it is Achetanam. Maya adhyakshena prakriti ki suyate sacharacharam. Krishna said, we saw in the 9th chapter. So Vedantin says that in the presence of Brahman, Maya, the inert principle, modifies to become creation. So this is Srishti in Vedanta, creation given in Vedanta. In Sankhya philosophy also, it is very similar. They say Purusha is there, Prakriti is there. In the presence of Purusha, which is Chetanam and changeless, Prakriti modifies to become creation. So where we say Brahman, they call it Purushaha. Where we say Maya, they call it Prakriti or Pradhanam, another word. They also say Prakriti is inert, like our Maya. So from the inert cause, the inert effect has come. From the inert cause Maya, the inert effect world has come. So there is a Karana Avastha in the creation. There is a Karya Avastha in creation. So Karana modifies into Karyam, both are Jadam. Chetana Tattvam remains Asangaha, unaffected. So borrowing from Sankhya philosophy, Krishna talks about the entire creation here. Okay, the Sankhya philosophers talk about the change from Karana Avastha to Karya Avastha in a graded manner. So gradually Karanam becomes Karyam. Karanam means cause. Karyam is effect again. The cause becomes effect gradually. Just as a seed becomes a small sprout, then plant, then tree. And thus they talk about gradation, which Krishna is mentioning here. In this shloka, Avyaktam refers to the Prakriti, which is the highest Karana Avastha which obtains during Pralayam. And this Avyaktam is supposed to be the Moola Karanam, the basic cause which is Anadi, which is present all the time. From Avyaktam, it gradually grossifies and manifests. And the next stage is supposed to be the Buddhihi. So from Avyaktam to Buddhi. So in the shloka, the word Buddhi or Mahat refers to the second stage. All these details one need not have to fully understand. At least please know that these things exist in these darshanas. And then comes the third stage, Mahat further modifies and produces Ahankara, the ego. And we should be careful, the words Buddhi and Ahankara are not the ones used in our Vedanta. Tattva Bodha, these are all Sankhya words we are using. In Tattva Bodha we said, every individual has got Buddhi, Ahankara and all that. We are not talking about the individual intellect or Ahankara in this place, we are talking about stages. Even before the birth of the individual, we are talking about those stages, from the unmanifest condition, how this entire thing is coming. So Buddhi is the cosmic level, and so is Ahankara, when individuals are not even born. So from Ahankara, 16 items are born, they branch into 16 items, and what are those? These are all, again, academic only. Mahabhutani, the 5 subtle elements. They are not the gross elements, subtle elements. They are not grossified yet. Dasha Indriyani, the 10 sense organs. Pancha Jnanendriyani and Pancha Karmendriyani, 5 sense organs and 5 organs of action. All born out of Ahankara. And Ekam in the shloka refers to the mind. So, from Avyaktam, what happened first? Mahat or Buddhi came. And from that Ahankara came, and from Ahankara the Pancha Mahabhutani came in the subtle form, and 5 gross elements, which became 5 gross elements, Indriya Gocharaha became later, and then from the Ahankara Dasha Indriyani, 10 organs, Pancha Jnanendriyani and Pancha Karmendriyani came, and mind came. So we have seen totally 19 tattvas. All these put together is 19. And thereafterwards, from the 5 subtle elements, Pancha Sukshma Bhutani, we get 5 gross elements called Pancha Sthula Bhutani. Mind and Indriyas do not produce anything. So we have 19 plus 5, 24 tattvas. This is called 24 tattvas. These are the 24 categories or principles of Sankhya philosophy, from the highest cause to the lowest limit. And all these 24 are of inert nature, jadam, subject to modification. So, during Srishti Kala, all these will come. And during Pralaya Kala, all will resolve into Avyakta Avastha. And they say that there is the 25th principle, which they call as Purushaha. So, these 24 are Jadam, inert, and the 25th is the Purusha. ది పురుష చైతన్యం ఈస్ నాట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ ఇన్ ద మాడిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద 24. దిస్ పురుష ఈస్ విట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ 24 ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ అండ్ ఈస్ చేతనం నిర్వికార. అండ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ దట్ ఆల్ ద 24 ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ కమ్ అండర్ క్షేత్రం. సో దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ వీ డ్రా అపాన్ ద సాంఖ్య ఫిలాసఫీ హియర్. ఆల్ దిస్ 24 డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ సాంఖ్య ఫిలాసఫీ, దే కమ్ అండర్ దిస్ క్షేత్రం. బట్ ఇన్ వేదాంత ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద సేమ్. ది వేదాంతిక్ సృష్టి వాస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ తత్వబోధ. ఆల్ దోస్ హూ హవ్ అటెండెడ్ దట్ క్లాసెస్ దే మైట్ రిమెంబర్ దేర్ వీ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ 24 ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆల్సో. అత చతుర్వింశతి తత్వోత్పత్తి ప్రకారం వక్ష్యామహ, దట్స్ వాట్ ది ఆచార్య సెడ్. దట్ ఇస్ హౌ వి సా ఇన్ తత్వబోధ. సో వీ ఆల్సో సే 24 ప్రిన్సిపల్స్, దే ఆల్సో సే 24 ప్రిన్సిపల్స్. బట్ ద ప్రొసీజర్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ బిట్వీన్ వాట్ ద వేదాంతిన్ సేస్ అండ్ వాట్ ద సాంఖ్య పీపుల్ సే. ఓకే, దెన్ ద డౌట్ మే కమ్, ఇఫ్ వేదాంత కేటగిరీస్ అండ్ సాంఖ్య కేటగిరీస్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్, వై షుడ్ కృష్ణ టాక్ అబౌట్ సాంఖ్య కేటగిరీస్ హియర్? హీ కుడ్ హావ్ వెరీ వెల్ యూస్డ్ వేదాంత కేటగిరీస్. వై షుడ్ నాట్ టాక్ వేదాంత కేటగిరీ హింసెల్ఫ్? ఫర్ దట్ ది ఆన్సర్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ బీ ద కేటగిరీస్, దీస్ 24 ఆర్ ఇనర్ట్, దాట్ అలోన్ ఇస్ ద తాత్పర్యం. యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు వరీ అబౌట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో 24, దిస్ ఆల్సో 24, ద 24 ఆర్ జడం, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ మ్యాటర్స్. సో దే ఆల్సో టాక్ అబౌట్ జ్ఞానేంద్రియం, కర్మేంద్రియం, మైండ్, బట్ ఫ్రమ్ డిఫరెంట్ సోర్స్. అకార్డింగ్ టు వేదాంత, ది జ్ఞానేంద్రియాస్ అండ్ కర్మేంద్రియాస్ దే కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్, సూక్ష్మభూతాని, సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. బట్ ఇన్ సాంఖ్య దే కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార. దట్స్ ద డిఫరెన్స్. సో దర్ ఇస్ ఎ చేంజ్ అమంగ్ ది కాసెస్ అండ్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్, బట్ ద ఫైనల్ థింగ్ ఈస్ దట్ ది కాస్ అండ్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆర్ బోత్ జడం. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. సో ది ఎంటైర్ కార్యకరణ ప్రపంచ ఈస్ జడస్వరూపం. అండ్ సో ఆల్ దీస్ 24 కేటగిరీస్ ఆర్ సెట్ టు బి క్షేత్రం. అండ్ సో క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దీస్ 24 కేటగిరీస్ ఆర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ కృష్ణ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ హియర్. మహాభూతాని, మహాభూతాని మీన్స్ ఫైవ్ సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్, అహంకార, బుద్ధి, అవ్యక్తం ఏవంచ ఇంద్రియాణి దశ, 5 + 5 = 10, ఏకం రెఫర్స్ టు ద మైండ్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ టోల్డ్ హియర్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు నోట్. సో కృష్ణ డస్ నాట్ యూస్ ద వర్డ్ మైండ్. సో పంచ చ ఇంద్రియ గోచరాహ రెఫర్స్ టు ద ఫైవ్ గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ యాస్ ఐ మెన్షన్డ్. సో బికాస్ ద గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అలోన్ ఆర్ ద ఇంద్రియ గోచరం, సో ది ఫైవ్ సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ దే ఆర్ నాన్ ఇంద్రియ గోచరం. సో అండ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక కృష్ణ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది క్షేత్ర వికారం, ది మాడిఫికేషన్స్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ క్షేత్రం ఇన్ ది 7th శ్లోక. ఇచ్చాద్వేష సుఖం దుఃఖం సంగాత చేతనాధృతి, దట్ వి విల్ సీ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ వెబినార్. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య పరస్సమహేశ్వరః శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.